This podcast is a Bendigedig Media production.
Euros with Luke and Mitch. Dun, 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 dun. It's time to get your daily fix. Dun, 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 dun. So go and grab yourself a coffee. Dun, dun, dun. Or maybe you prefer a cup of tea. Euros with Luke and Mitch, dun 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 dun, and don't you know they don't cost a thing, dun dun dun. So go on, give us a stream. It's the Daily Euro 21.
Hello, welcome to episode 1 of a Touchline Rant Euro 2020 Daily. My name is Luke, and I am here to first of all ask that you know what you all thought of our new intro music. I really hope you enjoyed it. Shout out to Dua Lipa and BTS for recording that for us. Much love, guys. Big, big fans of the show. How these are going to work is each day we are going to preview the games of that day and have a quick review of the previous day's games as well. Okay. Now, obviously it's day one, so I've got one of the easier jobs. Because all I've got to do is look ahead. It's all I've got to do. There's no looking back today. We don't need a rearview mirror for today's episode. We're just looking forward. And there's only one game, because it's the opening game. And it's Turkey versus Italy. Now, it's a game that seems to have been overlooked somewhat, because I think people are just assuming it's going to be an inevitable Italy win. Now, I mean, I do agree. I do, you know, spoiler alert, I do think Italy will win this game. But Turkey are no pushovers at all. They're very, very difficult to break down. They didn't concede many in qualifying. They came second in the group behind France. They're a good side. They are a very good side. and they look, if they pull off a shock, and it would be a shock win, it wouldn't surprise me. It would surprise me a little bit, because I do think Italy are going to win. However, Turkey are no mugs. They've got a lot of really good players. And from what I've read, there seems to be a very big sense of community and team spirit in this Turkey camp. Italy, if you listen to our Euro 2020 preview show where we gave our predictions, albeit I said France, I predicted France to win. I did give a huge shout out to Italy because I honestly think that Italy should be considered one of the favourites for this tournament. They're coming off the back of a perfect qualifying campaign. 10 games played, 10 wins. They scored 37 goals in those 10 games. 37! Only conceding 4. They're a lovely little mix of experience and youth. You know, you've got the experience of Chiellini and Bonucci. And it's going to sound, it's ridiculous to say, I was going to say the experience of Donnarumma, because he's only about 13, but he seems to have been playing first team football at the highest level for years. Just, he's a brilliant goalkeeper. But they've also got Ciro Immobile as well. And Sandro Tonali. Sandro Tonali. Now, what a player he is. He's the next generational talent, should we say, for the Italian national side. He's so composed on the ball. His passing is beautiful. He could do big things at this tournament. He could turn out to be the player that everyone, you know, sort of the hate to use the term, but the casual football fan, you know the ones, especially if you're listening to this in Britain or North America. Shout out to our North American listeners, of which there are quite a lot of you, so shout out to you, who, you know, they only watch the Premier League, those sort of fans. They only watch the Premier League and the Champions League. So a player like Sandro Tonali, they won't know about him. He's brilliant. He could be that player. He could be one of the older listeners. He could be like Karol Poborski was in Euro 96. or Arshavin was one of those players that just takes the tournament by storm and everyone's talking about. He's that good. But like I say, with Italy, perfect qualifying campaign. Absolutely perfect. And especially coming off the back of the fact they didn't even qualify for the 2018 World Cup. Sorry, it's because we're in 2021. It's thrown me. I can't count backwards for some reason. So, yeah, they didn't qualify, and they've now qualified for the Euros in breathtaking form. They're currently on a 27 match unbeaten run. 27. Like 27. Some of you listening to this won't even be 27. I'm trying to think of a link. I've just gone with 27. They're not 20. It's not been over 27 years. But they're on a 27 unbeaten run. And they haven't conceded a single goal in the last 8 of those games. Italy, the nation most known for its defensive capabilities in football, seem to have got this back. There's an aura about them. If people are paying attention, there is a definite aura about Italy at the moment. They're in very good form. And I don't believe that there is... Well, aside from France, I don't believe that there is a better side in this tournament. I honestly don't. some little stats for you here. Italy have never lost against Turkey. They've played each other 11 times. 10 times. They've played each other 10 games. And Italy have won 7 of those. And there's been 6 draws. 3 draws. I'm getting all my fingers wrong. And another little fact. Turkey have also lost all 4 of their opening games at the European Championships finals. Never won their first game. Never. None of these things point towards a Turkey win. I think Italy will win. And long-time listeners to the show will know that now I've said Italy are going to win, Turkey will get a sneaky 1-0. This is how these things work. I don't make the rules. I just follow them. So yeah, opening game. I'm really excited about these Euros. I'm really excited about these daily shows. Mitch will be with you tomorrow. Mitch will be with you tomorrow to give you a review of Italy versus Turkey to see if my prediction came true. He will also be previewing Wales versus Switzerland. Come on, Wales! Wales versus Switzerland. Denmark versus Finland. And Belgium as well. So yeah, we hope you enjoy these daily shows. They will hopefully, you know, add a little something to our bulging folder of episodes. We did them during the World Cup. We did daily episodes during the World Cup, and they were a lot of fun. So yeah, we're bringing them back. But Mitch will be with you tomorrow. Also this Saturday in Cardiff, at Little Man Coffee, we're bringing back our live show. It's sold out. So thank you very much to everyone who's got tickets and is coming along. We're going to watch the Wales game. And then we're going to stick around and we're going to watch the other two fixtures as well. So I will be back the day after to review those 3 games that we will have watched live at Little Man Coffee. And then preview the next. So you'll get used to it. You'll get used to the format. Reviewing, previewing. So yeah, I'm going to leave it there for now. Enjoy the football. Let's hope that the Euros are an amazing tournament, because we're all in need, I think, of having a really good international tournament after it was called off last year. So yeah, thanks very much.
Hi, this is the Blender Coach, and you're listening to a Touchline Rants latest podcast, Back of the Net. A touchline, a touchline, a touchline.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.